This is a podcast from Rover.
The Tech Head Summer Sesh.
Welcome to another Tech Heads Summer Sesh. The only difference between this and a regular Tech Heads podcast is it's a flash new name because our summer is here in New Zealand, but the usual vibe remains the same. A podcast with a bloke who has Tourette's, Leighton Clark, a.k.a. Uncle Tix, a.k.a. the dude with fucking heaps of TikTok followers. Woo. And a guy who doesn't, myself, Sean Hill.
Well, you've been blowing up, though. I've seen it lately, your videos you've been doing about opening up those cards.
Oh, thanks, bro. You know, I thought I was doing this podcast with you. I have to try TikTok at least.
Hey, you know what cracked me up the other day? How you did Nuggie wrong in your little song.
Nuggie? Well, who? See, I saw your comment, but I didn't know who Nuggie was.
The player that you ripped into.
Oh, Aaron Smith.
Aaron Smith, yeah, that's his nickname.
Yeah, but I don't know if I did him wrong because he got caught shagging someone in the airport, so like that's just on him.
Oh, fuck. The bro Nuggie done himself bad there,
yeah.
Eh?
Yeah. Like, I'm sure he's a good
dude. Nah, I think he came out with having a sex problem, eh? Having like a pretty severe sex problem.
Really?
Google it right now. I'm pretty sure I'm right.
I believe you. A lot of All Blacks, I think.
Why are you laughing?
That's what they'd all say if they were caught in a fucking toilet. Oh, I've got a sex issue.
Got a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what if he does, Caleb, right? What if he's a nympho?
And then you're shaming him.
Well, then it's not a problem. Then it's just his thing.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah, I remember seeing. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, come in closer because that camera. Yeah. Right. Merry Christmas. But anyway, don't do the bro Nuggie like that, eh? He's a fucking man.
Hey. You know what? If you're going to get caught shagging someone in a toilet, I'm going to talk about it. We're going to cover a different topic in every episode of this little summer.
So this one's shagging people in toilets.
Has anyone actually done that?
Produce no, we're not doing or? This. We're not starting it with this blue.
Have you shagged someone in a toilet, Lane?
Leighton definitely has.
The whole crew's here.
Hello.
Nah, yeah. One of my ex-girlfriends. Oh, no, that's really embarrassing.
Oh, you've said it now. You've got to tell us the yarn.
No, I just thought about it. I was like, I have ya. Whoa.
You going to say it or you don't? You don't have to.
I was like 17 or 18. No, it would have been 16, 17. And, oh, shit, this was in the Otorohanga.
Oh, my God.
Public toilets. Yeah, nah, so what happened was she was too scared to have sex at my mum's house. And because my mum's a fucking scary little lady, bro, she'll give you the one too if you need, eh? You know what I mean? And then we were just downtown, and because walking town was cool back in those days, I went for a quick ass one in the toilet with her. And you know what, bro? It was like 7 o'clock at night as well. So it was only the side door toilet that was open. It's pretty embarrassing.
I feel like 7 o'clock at night at the Otorohanga public toilet is prime public toilet usage.
And there's only one toilet that's open. It's only that one. So we were having a fat root in there.
Mm. Why? Okay. Did you walk to the toilets? Did you have a car? Surely the car was a better option.
Bro, I'm one of them fucking poor cuzzies. I didn't have no car when I was younger.
Right. So you did walk.
Yeah, walked all the way there, like 45 minutes. Because she was too scared to have sex at my mum's house. Oh my dad didn't care, but my mum would have gone mad as because she was just like that. So, yeah, going for a young heen in there.
I can't relate. I didn't lose my virginity till after I left school.
You strike me as someone like that. What about you? What about you?
Elaborate on that.
5 minutes in, baby. Yeah.
Elaborate on that. Get hot roasted. Take. Why do you think Sean strikes you as someone like that?
No, I think he's just joking, man.
Oh, right.
Yeah. No, I'm genuinely not.
What? Do I have a virgin energy?
No, you don't have virgin. Maybe.
Bro, I look like a slay, I reckon.
You look like our front door boy, Braden, who always gets down and get poona. Bro, that fella's always on a good hus-hus-hus for some poonans, eh?
That dude looks like he should model for every, like, streetwear brand. And, yeah, boy band. He just looks like a model.
He just looks like he's Freddy Krabs from fucking Sticky Fingers.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, he looks like any member of a surf rock band from Australia that smokes weed.
He looks like any indie fucking artist you'll ever see with mullet. He looks like Tash Sultana.
Yeah, he does. Amen. You know.
Wait, is Tash Sultana a girl?
Yeah, she's a girl. But no, that's right. You're right, though.
I don't even know her music. I just know she has a mullet.
Yep, she does, and a lot of tattoos. It's quite, it's an accurate comparison.
Representation?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. I've got to listen to your music, yo, Tash. Sultana.
Yeah.
That's her name, mate.
Yeah.
Sultana.
Yeah, she's crazy. She started when she was, like, busking.
True.
When she was in high school and then became famous from it.
Do you know a girl called Anoxa?
No.
Pretty cool girl. She's from Surfers. She's real famous on TikTok as well. Millions.
She busk.
Yeah. She's pretty hot as well.
I used to busk. Growing up, I used to play guitar. So my first job, Layton, was a guitar teacher. I used to be real into it at high school. And I'd like teach people guitar and then I'd go and busk.
Hit me with an E.
Just vocally?
Yep.
I don't have perfect pitch, so I'm not going to...
Terrible.
You know?
Yep. Anyway,
give busker. Me a guitar. Anyway, I used to busk and I used to go and do it like around Tauranga. And then when I was in Christchurch at university, I'd go do it. And I stopped one day because I was busking at the old Container Mall in Christchurch. And a lady who was working at the store across from me came out and was like, can you shut the fuck up? She's like, I understand that you're trying to make money, but you've sung the same song on repeat. And just move, like, just maybe just move to another part because you do this every Saturday and it's always outside hours. And I was like, I'm so sorry.
Fuck out, I would have reared up. What'd you say?
I was just trying to get some money for some KGBs on a Saturday night.
I'll come in there and shit on your fucking white shirts. That's what I would have done.
The Tech Head Summer Sesh.
What song were you singing?
I was playing a variety of different songs, but you know how, you know, people listen to The Edge and they say every song sounds the same. I get it.
Buddy Sam Smith, eh? You're not the same. Or not, whatever, what's that one? You say I'm crazy. That one?
Yeah, I'm not the only one.
I'm not the only one, bro. You've probably sung that one like 10 times, eh?
Yeah, probably. Ed Sheeran Thinking Out Loud, eh? On repeat.
Fuck yeah, anyway. Yeah. Good fucking yarn. Yeah, I once did busking, eh? I was outside the Raglan Supermart.
That's what'd you do, singing?
Yeah, bro. And my mate was playing the drums on his leg for $5 for a drink.
Did you have any other instruments or are you just drumming and singing?
I know. That was the instrument, just my mouth.
So you like scatting and singing and him just playing a bucket?
Yeah, bro. Just doing my thing, brother. Pretty cool, eh? No, bucket, bro, leg.
Just a leg.
Yeah, he was harmonising me. Well, I was harmonising him. Fuck, we were trash as well.
The old YY percussion, eh?
YY percussions, bro. We should copyright that. That's ours now. No one fucking steal that. But yeah, I got caught busking. One of my family members goes, what are you doing here, mate? Oh, trying to get me an LMP because I really liked LMP back in the day. Not saying I don't like them now. I was used to go and try and get money for LMP. I was just out there on the weekend day away with my mates. I remember that. That was good fun. Fuck, I was like 16, 17 as well.
I remember when you were that age, like $5 could go so far.
Yeah, bro, how many lollies?
Yeah. Did you ever like scab for the tuck shop at high school?
Yes, cunt.
We used to have kids like that at our school. We were like, give us some money.
Yeah, bro, I was that Mary. I was that Māori that had to steal everyone else's money to get a kai. And it was only $2 too. My mum would never give me money because obviously we didn't really have money back then. But, oh man, crack of airs.
Yeah, same. I never had money, but we had I went to a school in Tauranga where it was like half real rich kids and half just real middle class kids. And like all the middle class kids hung out with each other and the rich kids hung out with each other. And we'd always try and get money off the rich kids.
You just go and rumble them for $5.
Your mum gave you. Yeah, yeah. We'd find the ones who it was kind of savage actually thinking back on it now, but there was this dude who was a bit insecure.
Nah, fuck that, bro.
And he really wanted mates. And we'd gas him up, tell him he's the man, and then he'd give us money. Then we'd go buy a red licorice or something.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I always used to go buy a dollar juices, but it's got too much sugar in it these days and the government's a fucking pussies. So anyway.
Who'd you vote for?
Can't tell you that.
Nah, I was joking. I was baiting.
You were
almost
baiting.
Gone. Almost.
Nah, I would never tell. I'm kind of to myself about all that shit. I'm a middleman playing on the field all day.
Mm.
Yeah. I do play centre when I used to play football as well. I used to play in the very middle.
Oh my God.
To play make for everyone.
I thought you were going to say netball then.
I used to play netball as well.
Oh my God,
used to be a fuckwit.
So many different lives.
Bro, honestly, I used to be so fit back in the day. Used to fucking smash people too in netball because you'd both jump for the fucking ball and obviously I was quite a bit smaller, but I was I was fit as. I just bowled people out of the way. Yeah, bro, I love netball, bro.
Was it in the mixed league?
Yep. Nah, women's fuck smacked.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Up,
so some poor ladies there.
Yeah.
She's come. This is the highlight of her week.
And I'm just fucking slaying
her up.
Yeah, bro. Otorohonga netball courts, bro.
No easy buckets.
No fucking. Get the fuck out of my way, I reckon. And I'd always be a contact. Shut the fuck up. What contact? My ass.
And that is the first episode of the Tech Heads Summer Session. Hope you enjoyed it.
Our love is alive.
Tech Heads Summer Sesh.